My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Susan Campbell, Suzanne Campbell. This was done on October 14, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 23 from 20, creatinine of 1.05 from 0.87, and a GFR of 52 from 66. There's a slight decline in the kidney function, placing the patient at a stage 2 from, placing the patient at a stage 3A from 2. However, her kidney functions have been fluctuating between a stage 2 and 3A over the past few visits, period. She has no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments or proteinuria, period. Her urine protein to creatinine ratio has improved from 234 milligrams, which is non-significant, to 154 milligrams, which is normal, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. She maintains adequate weight and has a BMI of 24.1, period. We encourage her to continue her current regimen as well as recommended diet of plant-based foods, period. Next line, iron deficiency without anemia, period. The patient has an HNH of 11.7 and 36.8% from 11.1 and 34.5%. However, her iron saturation has been decreasing from 21 down to 19. At the last visit, it was 13%, and the most recent laboratory workup shows an iron saturation of 12%. Period. The patient is symptomatic and is having episodes of occasional shortness of breath with fatigue and shakiness. Period. She recently had a full cardiac workup with her cardiologist, which was all good. She had no evidence of cardiac issues. Period. The patient also has no evidence of pulmonary issues and has very clear lungs on auscultation. Period. We suspect that this increased fatigue and shortness of breath may be related to her iron deficiency. Period. We recommend that she takes her iron tablets, 150 milligrams of new iron, N-U-IRON, one tablet twice a day to help improve the anemia, period. The patient reports constipation from the new iron. We recommend that she takes either Miralax, Colace, or other stool softeners to help with the constipation, period. We will reevaluate the iron saturation in 4 weeks to see if it improves. If it remains less than 20%, we will recommend that she follows with a hematologist at the Florida Cancer Center for possible IV iron infusion, period. She denies any changes in her bowel movement pattern or any other symptoms, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 6%. continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperkalemia with a serum potassium of 5.1 from 4.3. Period. The patient reports drinking lots of orange juices recently. We discussed the importance of consuming a diet low in potassium to prevent any worsening of the serum potassium, which can lead to cardiac arrhythmias, period. She verbalizes understanding, and we provided her with written information, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled with the blood pressure reading of 118 over 73. she is euvolemic, period. We recommend continuation of her current regimen, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is under control, continue with the current regimen, period. Next line. Anxiety with depressive disorder. She is taking lorazepam. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks. And